Jordan, I want to thank you for those tapes, because you've opened up so many people's eyes, and a lot of the stuff that you have put out for, you know, the last 20 years, it's all happening. It's all happening.
It certainly is. First of all, let me say that I really appreciate your inviting me to be here. And I also want to say, for me, it is an honor for me to be on the same program with Chief Joseph. He's my dear friend, and I'm honored to be here with all of you. And I find it difficult to believe that I have had this kind of reception from young people, because for so many years I was just doing what I wanted to do. I don't know if anyone's listening, if anyone's going to care about what I'm doing. And I've had so much help from my friends as far back as 89. I was doing seminars with Zeers Miles and Nation of Islam friends and all kinds of individual organizations, and I was just doing what I love doing, and that's educating people. Because your decisions in life are only as good as your information. And this is why the most powerful country in the world has something called a CIA, a Central Intelligence Agency. And right now we know that this is a very big operation going on in the world. Intelligence, NSA, CIA, FBI. Why? Because think about how small England is as a little island sitting out in the North Atlantic, and that little island of England dominates the entire world. It dominates Central America, South America, Mexico, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, China, Asia, Europe. It dominates the entire planet. How does a small, tiny little island come by just dominating the whole world? Well, their symbol on their flag tells you. On the British Union Jack flag, there are two crosses. The up and down cross is the cross of St. George, and the crisscross behind it is the cross of St. Andrew. And this is why the native peoples have always looked at the British and said they were double crossers. It's because they are double crossers. They are lying, deception, and this is how they have come to rule the world, through the use of words and terms and symbols and emblems. And if you don't know, and a classic example that you'll understand, I mean, if you go down through Los Angeles and you see spray painted on walls, gang graffiti or letters or whatever it is, you know, if you're stupid, you'll say, you know, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you don't think it means something? Go down with the wrong colors on, or go somewhere where you are warned, but you don't know how to read the symbols. Because this is the way the world is run. It's run from behind the scenes by words and terms and symbols. And once you understand how it works, you say, well, now I see what they're doing here. But I'm telling you, it's an extraordinarily involved story. And you can't do justice to it by sitting for an hour or so. But I just want everyone to understand that knowledge is power. And that's how England has dominated the world. That's how England dominates the world. Because they're not stupid. They know exactly how to play you for a fool. They know exactly how to... They are so good at doing what they do, the British are, that they actually have a queen and a king, and they ride in gold chariots, and the working class poor adore them. And they come to America, and the working class poor and the wealthy, they cannot get enough of the queen mum. And they fall all over themselves for these people who consider themselves to be our masters. And I'm saying, no, there's a God in heaven. And I'm telling you that there is a spiritual dynamics to the world that we live in. And when you disregard that divine presence in the universe that men have called God, one day what goes around is going to come around. And I have watched the rise of the Roman Empire in America. I have watched the symbols and the words and the terms, and I've studied it for over 40 years. My biggest problem, and I'll tell you, the biggest problem I have faced is I wanted to know, and this is why I do what I do, because when I was a child, I always was asking questions. I wanted to know why things were the way they were. And consequently, there were always adults, there were always a few adults that were smart enough to know and would give me the answers. And I grew up going to lectures and listening to intelligent people at the public lectures and private lectures and reading books and questioning. But I have discovered that now I'm in a country today that most people don't give a damn. They don't want to know. And when I first come to Los Angeles back in 1959, I joined a German-American friendship club, and I loved the German people, and so I had an enjoyable time at going to their parties. But I knew that as a 19-year-old, I could get away with asking things that you couldn't if you were older. So I would ask the old German couples, and I would say, how is it that you did not know what Hitler was doing? I mean, you can't tell me you didn't know where Hitler was leading the nation and ultimately where this is going to lead you to. How is it you didn't know? And everyone would always say the same thing, and they were very sincere. And this is back in 1959, we're talking 45 years ago. And they would say to me, well, Jordan, we really didn't know. You know, we just were doing what our government said do. And after all, that is our government, and we have to obey the government. So, you know, we just went along to get along. Well, I didn't want to argue with the old couples, but today at 65 years old, I now know what the answer is. It wasn't that they did not know, it's that they chose not to know. There are none so blind as those who choose not to see. And consequently, as I started out with, your decisions in life are only as good as your information. And my work and my mission has always been to just educate people as to how things work. Where did the words come from? Break them down. Go to the library and look at this one publication called the Oxford Dictionary of the English Language. It's a huge voluminous set, and it takes every single word in the English language and tells you where it really came from, what it actually meant. And then you start looking at, well, now I see why they call them the armed forces, why it's called police. Why do you have police? Ask yourself this question. This is the kind of thing I used to ask as a kid. How come I could go to the movies to see the cowboy movies, and the cowboys would ride into town with their six guns on, with their pistols on, and they'd go into the bar, and if they had a falling out, two guys had a falling out, they could walk out into the street like high noon and draw on each other, and the sheriff is sitting right there watching them, and everybody in town is watching them, and one guy draws faster than the other and shoots him and kills him right in the street, and nothing could be done. Why? Hey, they're both adults, they were both armed, they knew what they were doing, and it's legal, it's lawful. Why? Why couldn't, and I'm saying, I don't want to do that today, but the question is, how come cowboys could ride in with the guns on their hips and walk into a bar carrying a gun? You can't do that today. And the reason why is because in the 1860s, America changed hands. It became a corporation. It became a business in the 1860s. And consequently, the America was no longer in late 1860s. America no longer was a republic. It became a corporation. And like all corporations have their own in-house laws. They're called policy. So if you buy something at Sears and you don't like it, well, it's against their policy, or it's not their policy. You say, well, is that the law that you can't give me my money back, or is that the law? No, it's not the law. It's just our law. It's our policy. So consequently, in the 1860s, when America no longer was considered to be a republic, it became a federal corporation, and therefore the corporation has policies. And so today we have police, which enforce policy, which is dreamt up by politicians. You need to understand the words and how these things work. And that's why I was sitting and talking to some of the guys out here before we come on the air about courts. One of the Supreme Court judges made a statement that everyone who is in jail or prison today elected to be there. If you're in prison or in jail, you elected to be there. What he was saying was that if you knew how the system worked, you wouldn't have to go to jail if you knew the trick. If you understand the way the words work, there is a way that you do not have to go to jail. You do not have to go to court. You need to understand. And as I said, to stand under the words and the terms and the system under which you live. And once you begin to see it, well, someone many years ago said they will look with their eyes but not see. And with their ears, they will listen, but not hear. And with the heart, they don't get the sense of it. I'm telling you, if you begin to understand the words, the symbols, when you're driving down the street, look at the banks. Where do you find a bank? I mean, I do this whole routine at my lectures about why do you go to court? Well, you go to court because you play tennis on a court. You play basketball on a court. How do you play tennis on a court? You play with a racket. And say, when you walk into a court, when the judge walks out, he's wearing a black robe. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the symbol of a black robe means?
What is that?
Yeah. Then once you understand, then you'll understand why the Catholic priests wear black robes and rabbis wear black robes and Darth Vader and Dracula wear black robes. Mm. You better wake up and understand what a black robe means. Mm. And consequently, I could go on for hours breaking down the words and the symbols and the terms of how government and law and banks work. I mean, a classic example is the judge walks in and he rules from the bench. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. What does the word bench mean? A bench in Latin means bank. Therefore, the judge is working for the bank. That's why he wears a black robe. Black was always the color associated with the planet Saturn. And this is something I've talked about. So many people have written me and called me about it because they don't understand what I'm trying to say. I'm telling you that the planet Saturn is of extraordinary importance in law, money, banking. Saturn is an extremely important subject in Western civilization. It's the basis for Western governments, is the planet and the ancient god Saturn. Hmm. Saturn was associated, the color, each of the ancient peoples associated different colors for the different planets. Of course, Mars was red. Venus was green. This is why you have in the Islamic world, you have the green flags. You'll see the crest and the star. Many of the people in the Islamic world think that crest is the moon. It is not. Go back and do your homework. It's the star Venus, because Venus is always seen as a crest. Mm-hmm. So now but when you begin to break down these words, Saturn was referred to as the Lord of the Rings. Hollywood's still making movies about Lord of the Rings. Why? Because the people who run Hollywood are a lot of things, but stupid ain't one of them.
Mm.
The white man, the white culture coming from Northern Europe, Central and Northern Europe, was actually a system of religion and government for thousands of years ago. It's still there today. It's called the Druid system. Mm-hmm. America is a Druid country. And if you don't understand Druidism, you're not going anywhere in this country. You need to understand America is a Druid country. It comes from a Druid land in England and in Northern Europe. And in the ancient Druidic system of religion, and government, the Druid high priest would always use a magic wand, like Merlin the magician with his magic wand. The reference works will tell you that magic wands were always made out of the wood of a holly tree. It's made out of Hollywood. Wake up and get a life. Once you understand the words and the terms and the symbols and how the Lord of the Rings, the planet Saturn, which is connected to judges who walk into the courtroom and everyone rises, I'm telling you, it's an extraordinary story of betrayal of the peoples of this world who do not know how this thing works. I can tell you ways to stay out of jail. All you've got to do is understand the system. The very word system, where did that come from? The very word system is a Latin word in the Roman Empire for the sewer. We still today refer to it as a sewer system. Well, in the old Roman Empire, the system was understood to be the sewer. So therefore, we have an educational system. We have a judicial system. That's right. The entire Western civilization is in a sewer of stupidity, ignorance, ill-informed, goofy stupidity.
And these words carry energy.
Bet on it. You go to jail using the wrong word. You go to prison using the wrong words. When you walk into a courtroom, like I said, the judge rules from a bench, and the word bench means a bank. Well, where do you find a bank? You find banks on both sides of a river. They're called river banks. What does a river bank do? It directs the flow of the currency. Your money is currency. This is why churches are divided into denominations like 20s and 10s and 100s. You need to understand how the white world works. And if you don't understand the words, if you don't understand the terms, you drive right by the police department, have no idea in the world why it's called police. You have no idea in the world why they play basketball. You have no concept in the world of where these words, terms, and symbols are coming from. But I'm telling you, there's a system out there, and if you don't understand it, it's going to eat you up. Knowledge is power. And I've been doing this for 45 years, and my biggest problem is trying to get young people, because I, at 65 years old, I'm not in the same realm that the young people are. But I'm telling you, I got stuff that will blow your mind. Once you begin to understand how the world works, you've got power now. And people will back off from you because they know, now you know how this tune is being played. I'm telling you, England has set up something. They have called it Anglo-Saxon banking. It's based on an old Druid system. You need to understand how courts work, how law works, how government works. And then once you begin to see it, you will finally begin to know. Now you see how you've gotten in trouble. Now you see how they do it. They've been playing you for a fool for all these many years, playing the people for a fool. Now, if you go on my website, my God, I've been trying for years to tell people, go on my website and see all the words and the terms and the symbols, and I haven't even begun to scratch the surface. You got to understand that I've been doing what I'm doing for 45 years. And I'm telling you, I've got material and things that I could talk about that no one's ever heard. And I've wanted to talk to people, but I don't have the opportunity. Well, now tonight I'm finally getting an opportunity.
Now, we're moving into the next show right now. I want to invite you guys back in 2 weeks at the beginning of the show. No guests, just you guys. And so I would like to make that happen if that's possible.
I'd love to, and I'll bring all the documents and materials and just knock you out.
Uncle Joe?
Well, I want to thank you, Maxwell, for briefing us on that, those important things. It's Indian nations in this country know that it's how we've suffered those oppressions since, he was explaining, history is his story. And that's his story. And so it comes from one perspective throughout time. We have the longest court case in the history of this country, with the Black Hills issue continuing today. And as well as we didn't have our religious freedom restored in this country till 1978 by the Congressional Act. And so of all people in this country, we know and understand quite well the existence of two worlds.
You know, before we get out, because when you hear all that stuff, Jordan, especially people listening right now are probably like bugging out.
Yeah. What I found, I tell you the rest of the story?
Yeah, so
you're
well,
really going to bug
y'all
out.
Stay tuned in 2 weeks. But in your experience and what you've seen, what Uncle Joe does, is that one of the things for us to be able to protect ourselves is to connect ourselves to these ancient ways in order to protect ourselves and equip ourselves to deal with what's going on?
The problems that we're all facing in this country and around the world is cosmic. It has nothing to do with politics. It's cosmic. We are in serious problems because the people who are leading this world are doing it from a totally different point of view than you think they are. You better go back and find out what these words mean. We hear a lot about Bohemian Grove, but mm-hmm. nobody knows what the word grove means. So yeah, let me, in conclusion, say I really would appreciate it if everyone would just go on my website. Mm-hmm. It's Jordan Like the River, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Maxwell
Like the Coffee, jordanmaxwell.com.
Go on it. I was on it today.
And I've got plenty of DVDs and tapes and all kinds of stuff. And people need to wake up, get yourself a life, and start looking at how the world really works.
Well, I also want to thank you for inviting us back. We also have a website, called pipehome.org and sacredland.org, which explains a lot of what I've been talking about here tonight. But if you look at 500 years ago, this civilization today thought the earth was flat. And they thought that if they sailed out too far, they would fall off the edge of the world. And they look at the world in that same concept, the universe.
That's right.
And so all of the claims in which the U.S. government is basing its claims upon is a 1492 covenant that was made by the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
Called the paper bulls. So they're basing their claim upon those ancient documents.
That's exactly what I talk about too. Because when you understand the Vatican's connections with Washington, D.C., and the Jesuit order in Washington, D.C., and the Vatican's connections with America, it's going to blow you away. You're not going to believe what you're going to see. And it's been sitting there in front of you all this time because you didn't know how to read the symbols.
Stay tuned. 2 weeks, Divine Forces Radio, 3 hours of knowledge. All right? I want to thank True Seekers. We run into the